Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
So I'm going to continue with your phone calls, and then I've got to get into all the economic police state news, Russia news that we've not covered yet here today. Right now, let's go to Bob in Maine. Bob, thanks for calling. Thanks for holding. How may I serve you today?
Hey, what's going on, Alex?
Worldwide broadcast. We're just on the air, broadcasting worldwide. What's going on with you?
Sounds good. I had an idea for you. You want to know about going on the offensive. Two things that I had thought of was one of them is trying to lower your tax footprint. Not talking about anything illegal, but trying to do things to support the system even less. And if everyone does that...
Well, listen, I mean, at a certain point, I pay all the fraudulent taxes because I'm a big target and I choose my battles. But there are 60 million Americans, they estimate, not paying the fake income tax. That's un-American. The Federal Reserve set it up in 1913. It's meant to destroy and debase the country. Not $1 of it goes to run the nation. And the more people do not pay or comply, that's how we bring them down. I mean, it's real simple. We don't pay any of it anymore. It's all meant to destitute us. It's all meant to destroy us. It's all meant to bankrupt us. They are the enemy. Go ahead. Sorry.
And then the other thing, too, is we shut off our Time Warner cable TV. I'm like, why am I paying to subsidize corporate whore media? I just stuck an antenna up on the roof of my house. If I can't pick it up on the 10 channels I pick up an antenna, I just go read a book.
Exactly. I mean, God bless you. That's such genius. Absolutely. Decouple from their system. Vote with your dollars with people that tell the truth. It's the same thing with organic food.
Death by a thousand cuts is what it is.
Yes.
If enough people just say, you know what, why am I paying for Al Sharpton, you know, and all these other blowhards, just turn it off. And I do have a question for you, too.
Yes, sir.
You had mentioned maybe about a year or two ago, briefly, something about a free-to-air television. Were you having any plans of bringing your TV news broadcast to free-to-air TV? Are you familiar with that?
Yes, yes. Here's the issue. I've never been a manager. And so I'm busy realizing how to manage now that I've got to create absolute formulaic systems on everything. Because I got a great crew and it's getting better every day, but I run around literally saying we need to order more toilet paper. So I've got to get to a point where that's not going on so I can get our TV news up and running at the level it needs to be, which is close, while we're busy, you know, like... It's like a cartoon. You got 1,000 plates in your hand, and more plates are getting added. I'm getting to folks where they're taking plates from me. We're creating a standardized, coordinated system. It's hard to do this. And, yes, we're going to put it up in the next month or so on these systems. And then I've got to decide what free-to-air systems to pay for, what's best. I'm talking to consultants. I'm looking at it. Obviously, they don't just let you on everything when you've got this message. A lot of it, I'm thinking, will be, hey, we're about to go free-to-air, or we're about to go on these satellites. We need you to contact these people and get us on there. But all that's got to be planned right out, you know, with an actual plan.
Yeah, I actually have a free-to-air system, so I use it and I tune my satellite dish, and I pick up all kinds of stuff from all over the world. So it'd be something I'd be very interested in, just because I am an InfoWars subscriber, but also to have the access to the free-to-air, you know, broadcast, that'd be great.
Yeah, no, my plan that I've said publicly for like 7 years, but I'm always trying to get the capital and running everything else, is to build what Glenn Beck then took, borrowed from us, and built. Which is fine. And he also got it from some other people as well. But that's clearly the direction the media has been going forever. And we've built part of that. We just don't have hundreds of millions of dollars. We have millions of dollars. And we are getting out on more and more platforms. But I'm a bad manager at many levels. I need to get it where I can just coordinate people how they post stuff to YouTube. You know, I can't even do that. So, you know, I'm doing the best I can. But, yes, sir, we're going to have free-to-air. I've got to choose which satellites are the best. And then I'm going to try to get on some of the other, you know, Dish Network, DirecTV, things like that. But it takes money. It takes energy. It takes organization. And we're almost there to be able to do that. But it's playing in the big time, not pretending.
The facts are in. The studies are legion. Sodium fluoride and other toxic members of the fluoride family are devastating the health and cognitive ability of the American people. So why are the social engineers adding it to the water? Simple. Dumb down the host population that the parasitic technocracy is feeding on. We may not have been able to get fluoride out of the water supply yet, but we can help to get it out of our bodies. I am extremely excited to announce the exclusive InfoWars Life Fluoride Shield formula. Fusing six of the best documented ingredients from around the world to help the body remove not just toxic fluoride residues from the body, but a whole host of toxic substances. Let's take a stand against the globalists by blocking their poisons with Fluoride Shield. I use Fluoride Shield every day. Secure your Fluoride Shield and other pioneering formulations at InfoWarsLife.com today. Let's start cleansing our bodies now and support the InfoWar at the same time. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified, super seeds that are open-pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Go back to your phone calls, but let me hit some of the other news we haven't really gotten to yet. Some of this is some really good news, some of it's some really bad news. Boston police halt license plate scanning program after the Boston Globe pointed out that it was being used to track and trace where everyone went, basically going into NSA-style databases. I was first telling people 16, 17 years ago about license plate scanners that were already up nationwide by the feds, and people didn't even believe it, even when it was admitted. Just like the black boxes in your cars that track everywhere you go. And now they want to tax you by the mile, so they're telling you, hey, there's a box in your car. And again, I'm not saying, oh, I'm so smart, look how I warned you, look how I told you. It's very frustrating that on all the other stuff we tell you that's on record, like your Xbox hooked into the NSA looking through your walls, that this is really going on. This is really happening. The FBI without warrants is really listening to the microphones in your computer because they have unlimited computing power with your tax money. And so why not listen to what everything you're doing? Why not dial in to the cameras? I mean, this is 50 light years past 1984, and it was in place on 9/11, and it didn't stop the attacks of 9/11. Of course it didn't stop them, because the people that have hijacked the government are the ones that did it. It's that simple. And I'm not trying to be negative here, folks. You have to admit how much trouble we're in if we have a snowball's chance in hell of ever turning this around. And some days I come in here and the news makes me so upset that I actually, it's not like even a headache, it's like a grump ache, like where I physically am angry in my mind. Where it's not even like a headache, it's like a burning anger. You know what the feeling, like I could really kick somebody's butt right now. You know that feeling. And it's because as a primitive person, who, you know, I have my intellectual areas, but also have my primitive areas, I am just absolutely fire-breathing angry at the establishment. I don't even hate them. It's disgusting what the degenerate control freak filth they are and how they got control of our society and siphon off trillions of dollars and all of our different ingenuity to build monstrosities when they should be having all the different clean energy, free energy deployments. There should be giant space colonies already, life extension for everybody, not putting up with people being lazy, promoting individual liberty, using role models to uplift humanity. I mean, just incredible potential. The potential. Instead, all we're doing is learning how to worship a bunch of big, fat, ugly rap stars and football and just all of it, Miley Cyrus and all of it. And it's not that, oh, I'm shocked by her licking things and sweat. It's just so stupid. It's all crafted, and then they make that our culture. That's humanity. A bunch of crazy narcissist drug addicts. You look in their eyes, they're a bunch of vapid trash. I hate them. And it's beyond hatred. It's just absolute disgust. Absolute disgust at all of it. I mean, teaching kids, the whole government should be absolutely removed for the federal government officially teaching 2 plus 2 equals 5. And if I've got to explain to people how that is a crime against humanity, then we're done. This is the outrageous, savage brainwashing evil, the willful desire to hurt the young and to screw them up by these sicko globalists who really are degenerates and who really are mentally ill and like to dumb people down and poison the water and poison the food and jack with everything so they can play God and feel like they're smarter than everyone. Imagine wanting to brain damage 7 billion people so you, some degenerate, inbred, New World Order piece of trash who's got all your own mental illnesses, can get off on the power trip of what you're doing. You people are absolute criminals against humanity. And I just absolutely see you. You are like giant, rotten bags of vomit spewed out of the most scrofulous, disgusting corner of the universe. You people are the most low-down, pathetic, rat-like, cowardly scum I could imagine. I can't even probably do the show right now, folks. I'm not kidding around, okay? I am sick and tired of it. Excuse me. I start thinking about how criminal and how organized and how premeditated all this is and how and all the horrible things they're doing to us. It should just end overnight. It should just absolutely end a lot quicker. Look at this right here. And it's the laziness and the lethargy of people in this society and the infighting and the baseness of the general population that has allowed this to take place, has allowed the fall of humanity, who has allowed this garbage to unfold. Oh, the cowards, all the toadies, all the little social engineers and their little crews who think they're smart because they know how to manipulate people. Pieces of trash. Anyways, let's get back to this news here. Boston police halt license scanning program. Look at this one. I see this all the time. Remember the kid in Colorado who was kissing girls in the first grade because he liked them? And it turned out the girls liked it as well. and it was just normal, free puppy love behavior. It's totally natural, totally normal, totally healthy. And then the parents fought back and didn't agree to him being listed as a sex offender. So they had to remove that because the parents stood up and knew it was total mind control and rebuked it and used the enemy's outrageous social engineering against them. You know, they teach in all major colleges now that all sex between a man and a woman is rape of the woman. Again, this is 2 plus 2 equals 5, scientific gang raping of your mind. That's the raping that's going on here. Look at this. Italian protester kiss with sexual violence. Good-looking woman kisses the visor of the cops that are attacking him. The Italian police have been joining the protesters. And this woman, you can see the body language, clearly tried to project love at the police and solidarity. They have arrested her and are moving forward to charge her with rape, sexual violence. When women have handed flowers to police worldwide, they beat them. Or if you blow bubbles saying love and one floats and hits a guy in the eye, he goes, oh my gosh, he doesn't call it bubbles. He goes, detergent, I've been hit, and rolls around. There's that video. Search a cop hit by bubble yells detergent. It's all part of the petty act. But if they taser you, it's just pain compliance, just torture. Look at how they operate. Look at what they do. Look at how they push this on society. A woman kisses the plastic visor. Oh, when the cops punch you or ram into you, they're just doing their job. But when you, I guess actually that is a man and a woman trying to kiss, so I guess that is offensive. They're banned the name mother and father in France and now in the U.S. from documents because it's hurtful to others. I guess it is hate speech, actually. It's a woman showing sexual desire for a man. I don't know. This is pretty darn evil. Here he is. Let's turn it up. We have the audio where he says the bubbles.
Excuse me, sir. It's a deliberate act on your behalf. I'm going to arrest you. Do you understand me?
Do you understand me?
You're going to be in handcuffs. All right? You either knock it off with the bubbles. You touch me with that bubble, you're going into custody. Right?
I'm putting it away.
Right. Thank you.
But I would also like to know.
Look how there's no respect. Here, stop right there. There he is pushing the camera back. No respect for us. It's an arrogance. You belong to us. We own you. I want to arrest you. I want to be a predator. I want to take you down. It's a total culture of anything you do, we're going to twist the law to put you in jail. But the government commits every crime, every criminal action, every evil, putting poison in the water supply on record, picked up by the Soviets and the Nazis to brain damage us. They are murdering people. They are poisoning us. Bone cancer, IQ reduction, stomach cancer, kidney failure from fluoride. They're murdering us. And you go talk to city council, they act all imperious and laugh. And if they don't like what you say, the cops drag you out. This has happened over and over again. Let me tell you something, cop, that was telling that woman that with the bubbles that are a foot away from him. Let me tell you something. You get that detergent in my eye, I'm going to arrest you. It's a such and such. I don't even know we played the first part where he says that. But the point is that you've only been given unnatural authority under tyranny. You've been put and chosen for your arrogant, imperious nature because great evil is coming, and you're a vanguard meant to lower the drawbridge for the orcs to come in. And when smog of the New World Order arrives and burns your world to the ground, remember, you begged for it. Yeah, start it from the beginning with her with the bubbles.
Your name. My name is a mystery.
The bubble touches me. I'm going to be arrested for assault. Do you understand me? Yes, that's right. It's a deliberate act on your behalf. I'm going to arrest you.
No, that's not it, guys. There's another video where a bubble goes by and the cop starts crying, going, detergent, detergent. Look, here's the deal. They've built FEMA camps, they call them Emergency Centers Establishment Act, they call them the Civilian Inmate Labor Camp Program, and they say in the Army Manual, you will be processed by Social Security number, broken up from your family, and sent for re-education. Where pit demon goblins are going to be waiting, who literally love total evil, who've been selectively, psychologically profiled for pit demon activity. And you need to understand, you are now being handed over to Satan. So I'm going to come back and take phone calls. I didn't get to all the other articles. Journalists rip apart 60 Minutes for embarrassing and uncritical NSA report. Yeah, total disgusting worship of the NSA spying on you. They've gone from saying none of it's happening to, it's all for your own good. We got some healthcare news. VA lobotomized 2,000 disturbed veterans. Oh, yeah, I had a little bit of PTSD. We're going to take a scalpel and we're going to cut out the front of your brain. How's that sound? Doesn't matter. They got vaccines coming out. They're going to do it anyways. And soon, none of you will even be able to complain. Soon, they're going to release the brain-eating vaccines, and everyone will get what they want.
Bulletproof glass is great if you don't mind being shot at without being able to defend yourself. It's said the best defense is a strong offense, an overwhelming offense. At OffTheGrid.com, we couldn't agree more. Return fire bulletproof glass disintegrates bullets fired at you on impact, while you're able to return fire on your aggressor from the other side. Your bullets hit their mark, unobstructed by the return fire glass. Your aggressor won't know what hit him.
Man down.
Return fire bulletproof glass available exclusively at OffTheGrid.com. Handgun protection rated up to .44 caliber. Rifle protection to 7.62 by 3.9. Call it revolutionary risk management for an uncertain world. Check out the full line of return fire products, including riot shields and clipboards, at OffTheGrid.com. OffTheGrid.com. Proud to stand shoulder to shoulder with you as we protect our Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Protecting your home with a security system is a must. But when it comes to protecting your family, your home, and belongings, there's no need to sign a long-term contract. Listen, there is some real scum in the alarm business, cashing in by locking you into long, punishing contracts. Not with Simply Safe Home Security. They're the good guys. You can trust Simply Safe to protect your family. Simply Safe was created by a Harvard Business School engineer and is revolutionary. You'll get 24-hour protection for just $14.99 a month. There are no hidden fees and no contracts. You'll save thousands. Plus, you're protected by their 100% money-back guarantee. Protect yourself against home invasions and break-ins. Order your Simply Safe system now and receive a wireless keychain remote, a $25 gift, free. So don't waste your time dealing with scum. Visit GetSimplySafe.com. GetSimplySafe.com. GetSimplySafe.com.
You've spent precious time and money preparing for emergencies. Your generator is good to go. You have plenty of extra fuel stored, but you're never truly ready without PRI fuel stabilizers. More than half of generator failures occur because the fuel has gone bad. PRI fuel stabilizers keep your fuel fresh and keep you ready for any disaster. That's why the pros rely on it and why you need it. Call 888-776-9373 or visit PRIproducts.com for the dealer nearest you.
Did you know that organic sulfur can cleanse and defend your body against the poisons we're exposed to each day? Organic sulfur crystals from sulfurdefense.com help by forcing oxygen and nutrition into your cells while eliminating heavy metals, contaminants, and damaging radiation. Defend yourself and family from toxic assault with one of the most critical and essential minerals available today. Order online at sulfurdefense.com. That's sulfurdefense.com or call 800-593-6273.
I am your host, Alex Jones, and we're taking your phone calls. Bunch of news we haven't hit yet coming up in the next segment. But right now, let's go back to your phone calls. Let's go ahead and talk to James in Kentucky. James, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hey, how you doing?
Brother, I'm doing great.
Thank you.
Thanks for asking. Everybody asks me how I'm doing, and then the next caller asks me how I'm doing, and then the next caller asks me how I'm doing. Let me ask you this. How are you doing?
Not real good. Sorry, I mean, sometimes people have themselves on speaker phones, and they have to wait a long time, and finally they get on.
Well, I'm doing pretty good today. Most of the callers have been holding about 20 minutes.
Thank you, sir. I just want to ask you, what do you know about the serial number that's on our birth certificate that supposedly establishes us as collateral to the our debt?
They claim that number is just to mark which group of prints that was to establish it's not a counterfeit. But the Social Security number itself does establish you in the IMF and World Bank as a human resource, as collateral. So that is true.
Oh, okay. Thank you very much. That's also what I was wondering.
No, seriously.
How do they keep getting away with killing everybody? You know, all of our, you know, movie stars and everything. I mean, you know, and like I've seen a list of Clinton, like all the people he's had knocked off, you know, and it's just disgusting. You know, I feel exactly the same as you do.
Yeah, I mean, I know why people tune out of it and just give up and kind of roll over and let the globalists do whatever they want, because deep down you go, what do I do about this? I think it's a balance, though. Most people don't do anything about it. All I do is do this 24/7. And, I mean, sometimes it just really freaks me out to just see how unaware people are of how much peril we're collectively in.
Like, I mean, like I see online, Mark Dice, you know, completely, you know, rejecting the idea that Paul Walker was knocked off, you know. I mean, I've seen, like, Bruce Lee, Brandon Lee, Heath Ledger. You know, I mean, is there
any... Well, it is true they kill a lot of... There are a lot of managers in Hollywood that clearly kill people under them so they get to keep their estate that they're managing. That's why nobody in Hollywood should have some manager that's in control of their estate, because then that gives them the... That gives them the incentive to knock you off. I don't think that Walker was probably knocked off. There were enough witnesses to see what happened. I even got blamed for saying that a drone did it when we said the opposite. But I don't think you can be criticized for looking at that when there's such a history of it going on. I hear what you're saying. I appreciate your call. Interesting call there. All right, Bruce in Tennessee. How are you doing, Bruce?
Well, Alex, I'm a little bit freaked out like you are. I'm watching the police state accelerate at dramatic rates, and I'm seeing in this little sleepy area of Memphis an enormous amount of activity from the police. Literally in the last year, the police, I see them on a daily 15-minute, 30-minute basis.
I know. They are massively increasing the number of government enforcers because they're getting ready to absolutely gut the country.
Well, I actually decided to try to take some action against it, Alex. I actually put out a little community newsletter citing an enormous amount of facts based upon the local level. For example, that Shelby County sheriffs currently use shock collars, shock handcuffs. In their, if they detain you, they decide, you know, whether or not they can use that. As an example, they also have gotten drones here. I see drones here fly over almost every other day. It's starting to increase, actually, to almost every 12 hours sometimes.
I know, and that's Homeland Security doing that. When they're done, everyone in an airport will wear a shock bracelet because we're all criminals except the state. And, again, Popular Science reports on it. These terrifying handcuffs can shock and drug prisoners. And, again, all of our money is spent by the parasitic government to keep the animals or their food, that's us, in place. And so, yes, now when the police pull you over, they'll put you in stun cuffs, and then any excuse, any arguing, anything, they're going to tase you. And then the other psychopaths that run the department will then say, oh, we agree with what you did, until it will be just killing you for disagreeing with them, which they now do in San Antonio.
Exactly. And actually, I have relatives in San Antonio whom I went there, and I got into a physical altercation with the San Antonio PD, unfortunately, and no charges, et cetera, right? But basically, back here in Memphis, let me tell you something. They got really pissed off about the newsletter that I wrote and handed out into the people's mailboxes myself manually about the police abuse in the local area. And
you mean you as an American handed out material political? You don't do that in America. What do you think this is, a free country?
Oh, man, you know what they did? Just not even about a week ago, they claimed that a robber, you can look it up, there was a video, it was really weird.
They claimed there was a robber, so they had to come in your house without a warrant.
No, not my house. They blocked off the whole street and started IDing everybody before they would even let them in.
Yeah, that's a martial law capture drill. You train the victim, they do this with child molestation, that you touch them first a bunch and control them until you've tested them, and that's the same thing the criminals are now testing the control of the slaves in the public schools, on the highways. It's all prisoner capture training, so when they really finally kidnap you, it's all over and you don't resist.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The facts are in. The studies are legion. Sodium fluoride and other toxic members of the fluoride family are devastating the health and cognitive ability of the American people. So why are the social engineers adding it to the water? Simple. Dumb down the host population that the parasitic technocracy is feeding on. We may not have been able to get fluoride out of the water supply yet, but we can help to get it out of our bodies. I am extremely excited to announce the exclusive InfoWars Life Fluoride Shield formula. Fusing six of the best documented ingredients from around the world to help the body remove not just toxic fluoride residues from the body, but a whole host of toxic substances. Let's take a stand against the globalist by blocking their poisons with Fluoride Shield. I use Fluoride Shield every day. Secure your Fluoride Shield and other pioneering formulations at InfoWarsLife.com today. Let's start cleansing our bodies now and support the InfoWar at the same time. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Do you know how much the dollar has lost in its value against other currencies in the last 90 days? Ever think about how inflation will change your life, your savings, your retirement plans? Remember inflation in Zimbabwe, Argentina, the Weimar Republic? Put another way, who cares if your investments go up 10%, but you lose 40% of your purchasing power? Gold is the only monetary asset as no one else's liability. Gold still buys the same amount of stuff it always did. Gold does not require trust in a third party. You can possess it in your hand. You can take it with you. Gold is real money. Gold is honest money. My name is Daniel Larson from Midas Resources. To find out how you can protect your savings and roll over your IRA funds into precious metals accounts, please call me at 800-686-2237, extension 134. That's 800-686-2237, extension 134. 800-686-2237, extension 134.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
There's a need for a new world order, but it has different characteristics in different parts of the world.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
More of the news here in the stacks, and then I will go back to your phone calls, JD and Chad and many others that are patiently holding. The toll-free number to join us is 800-259-9231. Yeah, there's no mistake that the police under federal grants nationwide are running illegal checkpoints, control and cordon checkpoints, just familiarizing the public with contact with the police. Because in a free country, the police only respond to crime and emergencies. They don't ask people questions and set up checkpoints and set up citizen spy groups and have the general public accustomed to contact with the police and other agencies. And this is all part of the admitted acclimation and the total rollout of the end of America as we know it. And I figured out one reason I get so mad some days, and this is one of them, is that I just realize it's so real. I've been so right, and it's disgusting. And that's why when callers call in, such sweet, good people, and say, thank you, Alex. Thank you? I mean, I'm watching the country burn down, folks, and you're thanking me, and I don't mind it. It's just that I always get, thank you. What's you up to? Well, I'm on a radio show. Please don't thank me. Because I don't feel like I'm doing that good of a job. I'm freaked out. You're trying to find the lever to move the world. I'm trying to find the lever to move the world. And so I'm taking a lot of calls, and I'm really enjoying it and talking to you. The callers are bringing up a lot of great questions. It's just that if I sound irritable some days, it's because, man, I know how real this is. It's all out in the open. And it's really freaking me out. It's really, 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 really freaking me out. The U.S. government lobotomized 2,000 mentally ill veterans and likely hundreds more during and after World War II, according to a cache of forgotten memos, letters, and government reports unearthed by the Wall Street Journal. That's in the Army Times. That's nothing compared to what's currently going on. New AP poll, nearly 4 in 5 say Obamacare will worsen insurance coverage. Doesn't matter, though. They're teaching you that it's bad and there's nothing you can do about it. That's the real going off the cliff. And now, yeah, we're going to take your bank account data, and then we're going to take your bank account for not buying Obamacare, even though you're unable to. And yeah, we're going to debit your bank account. Because they love you so much. I mean, this is the total breaking of the society. In news that will surprise no one, NSA has cracked mobile phone encryption to listen to your calls. I mean, that's not a tech nerd, folks. I mean, that's like saying sunlight has learned how to go through the atmosphere. This is always, or that stars twinkle. Twinkle, twinkle, little star, how I wonder what you are up there in the sky so bright. Like a diamond in the night. Is that how it goes? They could probably tell people that, you know, 2 + 2 = 5. They do that. And that stars are really, you know, pinholes in a curtain or something. I mean, I'm telling you, the public will believe anything. They tell you it's racist not to believe it. If you don't believe that the stars are really pinholes in a blanket up in the sky, then you're a racist. There, people will actually, because I said that, they will actually now believe that. Because if you tell them, do what I say or you're racist, they'll do it. There, that's an example of mind control. Of course the big telecoms gave them their encryption up front. I mean, the telecoms are the new world order. They are the big banks. They get paid to run all this. They get paid to steal from everybody. Oh, I need to not get in such a bad mood. Obama suppressing 6,000-page report on CIA torture adopted by Senate Intelligence Committee. Of course, the torture continues. After 100 years of failure, it's time to end the Fed. A new Ron Paul article up on Infowars.com. I was on Ron Paul's TV show today, but they keep that only down for subscribers and on some of the TV systems they're on. And I think they need to get that out to everybody. But regardless, they're building a nice little network over there. I enjoyed being interviewed by Ron Paul. Thought it was cool. And if we can find it on YouTube when it goes up later, we'll link it on Infowars.com. But it was really great to be interviewed by Ron Paul. It was so weird to be him looking at me on video and I'm looking back at him on video. It was just different. After 100 years of failure, it's time to end the Fed. I also got stuck in traffic. It was 15 minutes late for my interview. Usually on time. That was weird. Nico was sitting there while they were on Skype waiting for me to get here, and Ron Paul leans over in a friendly way and goes, I'm on time for his interviews. Continuing, North Korea troops pledge loyalty en masse as Seoul on alert. He's having his uncles and cousins and people executed for not properly worshiping him. And I think it's fitting in a hereditary dictatorship of communism. You have a third generation king who has ex-girlfriends executed as well. And hey, Romans 13, according to all the preachers here in town that badmouth me 24/7 to their practitioners and people that come in, their flock, the state is God. God put him there. We should all worship Kim Jong-un. Of course, the whole Bible's about resisting tyrants, but, you know. BP signs deal to develop $16 billion Omaha shale gas project. U.S. Navy helicopter crashes in Japan. Yemen parliament votes to ban drone attacks. That's not going to stop the New World Order Skynet from bombing people after they killed 15 more at a wedding last week. U.S. transfers 2 Guantanamo detainees to Saudi Arabia for special torture. George P. Bush says he's a Tea Party conservative, showing how much power the Tea Party has. He's not for the New World Order. I'm no Marxist, Pope Francis tells conservative critics. Yeah, I did read most of his big paper. He's not really calling for Marxism there. He's saying big mega banks and big powerful groups are setting up a system that's so scientific that no one even has an economy, and corporations and companies need to build a system that's sustainable for people to have jobs. And I actually agree with that. Capitalism is not coming in as corporations that control the government and shutting down your competition and using, you know, artificial trading systems that are fraudulent and bankrupting everyone, and then everyone goes broke so you can buy up everything they've got artificially. Fed could set off record in fireworks if they do have quantitative easing. I don't think they will, folks, because, if they do stop quantitative easing, it will cause fireworks, but I don't think they will stop the QE Unlimited because it's two different poisons. Pick your poison. That's just some of the news on that front. Consumer Reports ask, are too many kids taking antipsychotic drugs? None of them should be taking it. U.S. explores ties with Syrian Islamist rebels, possibly Assad too, for a lineup to fight al-Qaeda. That is just pure propaganda being put out to act like they're distancing themselves from al-Qaeda, which they publicly run. That's really hurt the New World Order with the U.S. military, finally waking them up to a deep level. And then I've got a whole deal where the New York Post is coming out talking about the Saudi Arabian connection to 9/11. And basically confirming what I said and others pointed out about the Saudi Arabian connection that got covered up. So they've gone from demonizing people that talk about that to now basically admitting all of that. Whole families murdered by Syrian rebels, execute over 80 civilians outside Damascus in one day alone. That's RT. Surprise, mainstream media, Fox News admits GMOs are a real safety issue. PrisonPlanet.com article. That's a really important article we need to get on InfoWars. I didn't see this on InfoWars. We asked them to put that on InfoWars. I know there's a lot of different news on Prison Planet, which is good. It's good to have the sites be somewhat different, but we need to get that on InfoWars if it's not. In fact, I'll just give it to you. Here you go. Very important video report. Documents reveal states move to vastly expand continuity of government. In Washington, the feds are lobbying to have the states suspend their constitution and basically allow martial law. The documents up on InfoWars.com. Christmas Under Assault, a New American article. I got a call from CNN today going, do you agree with Megyn Kelly that Santa Claus is white? And I said, yeah. And they go, well, we don't need any more guests. We were just calling to see your opinion. I guess it's going to be in some piece to go extremist like Alex Jones. Thinks he's white. That's racist. They said last week on the news that you should have only black Santas or other Santas. It's mean to have any icon that's white because white is evil. Folks, if you have other mythical creatures or other mythical people, you can look up African, children deities or whatever. They have them that are similar. If we followed that here, it would say it was black. That the character was black. Yeah, there it is. Santa Claus should not be a white anymore. That is the headline from Slate. And then it goes to the different pundits that are saying it. It's time to give Saint Nick his long overdue makeover. Well, my whole issue here is that this shows how, why not just make other mythical characters? Like the Federal Reserve claims it's federal. why not actually make it federal? No, I'm being sarcastic. The point is, if you have, say, Superman that's supposedly white, why say it's racist to make Superman white? Let's make him black. Or who's a famous superhero that's black? Give me an example of that. I don't really follow superheroes. There's a bunch of them I know. Do they have to be white now? That's kind of what Santa Claus is like a superhero. So the whole point is it's somebody from the North Pole, somebody from Northern Europe. It comes from the Netherlands where he's white for 500 years, and so why do you have to make him another color then to make everybody else happy? It's kind of like mother and father upsets gays and lesbians. Well, who says? Who speaks for them anyways? So you can't say mother and father on your official documents because that's hurtful. This is just literal mind control training us that we can't have any culture but 2 + 2 = 5. The only culture is mental illness. The only culture is not knowing facts. Power man. There you go. Well, I think Power Man should have to be white or Hispanic. There's a bunch of other black superheroes. I mean, I can't even keep track of it all. But, you know, there's like black Green Lanterns, and they need to be white. I mean, this is just pointless, ladies and gentlemen. It's like all these debates about what color Jesus was or whatever. Fine, make him whatever color you want. In fact, make Santa Claus. I've been places and seen a black Santa Claus. I wasn't offended by it. Who even cares? But, I mean, if you had a black character and then you made him white, would that be offensive? I don't think so, if you just did it for your event or wanted to have fun. But to make it an issue. See, we shouldn't even be talking about this. We should be talking about the inequity. We should be talking about the problem in society where you've got foreign banks ruining all of our futures, devaluing all of our dollars, shutting down all of our power plants. That is, our power plants collectively. They're not shutting physically all of them down, but they are all our power plants that we've paid for with our money, our bills. And it's all being we're all being selectively robbed of our future, all being spied on by the NSA. I mean, it's like if you go see the movie Thor. I saw the first one. I haven't seen the new one. And, you know, they've got the black gatekeeper at Asgard. I wasn't offended that they put a black character in there, even though it comes out of Norse mythology where there were no black people in Northern Europe, in Viking Atlantic Ocean. So why would you do that? I mean, it'd be like if I went and watched a movie about fictitious Zulu war or a Zulu character, expecting there to be white Zulus for political correctness sake. I mean, I guess that is kind of what Tarzan is, so we can have a white hero in Africa. So I guess that is basically what's going on. It's the mindlessness of all this. Totally and completely mindless. Let me go ahead here and go to your phone calls, and I'll go back into that news that I mentioned dealing with Saudi Arabia. You know, is it racist that 15 of the 19 hijackers came from Saudi Arabia? Is it right that I'm pointing out they're from Saudi Arabia? Is that really an anti-Arab sentiment? That's the kind of thing CNN would ask. Back when Clinton was selling all our secrets out to the communist Chinese leadership, CNN called me once. I don't think they even had me on. Most of the time they call, they don't have you on, and they go, we know on your radio show, we're just to have conservatives on. And I'm like, I'm really a libertarian, thank you, constitutionalist, that you know, there's a lot of criticism of China and missile secrets and things. Are you saying that because you're against Chinese people? And I said, excuse me? That's like if you criticize Israeli espionage, you'll say it's anti-Semitic. No, I don't want the Chinese involved in espionage. I don't want the white president at the time involved in espionage. I don't want the Israelis involved in espionage. I don't want the Russians involved in espionage, and it's not because I dislike Russians. It's not because I dislike Jews. It's not because I dislike Arabs. I dislike being stolen from. I dislike being screwed with. I dislike being robbed. But see, they want to change the subject, ladies and gentlemen. The controlled media at first wouldn't say most of the knockout game is racist blacks targeting whites and others until Al Sharpton knew it was going to blow up in their face, so he came out and said it needs to stop because it was inherently a racial attack that was going on. The media is so controlled that that's what they do because they're not wedded to covering up black-on-white crime. That's not what it is. They're wedded on keeping the divide and conquer going, but doing it from a leftist perspective. Let's go to some phone calls here. JD in California, thanks for holding. Good to hear from you.
Yep, straight to the point. I had an idea about, after seeing what happened with you in Dallas and talking about suing the Pittsburgh police and stuff, I was thinking maybe we need a team of specialized protesters in every city that know how to take a beating without fighting back, and have a team of lawyers that work pro bono and to start exposing it and get some funding for the InfoWar in the time, in the meantime.
You know, here's my issue. I agree they're violating the First Amendment everywhere under federal guidelines, and it's important to sue, and we have sued Pittsburgh and won. I haven't sued the Sheriff's Department because it was really the feds that ordered it, and I kind of got to pick my battles. I mean, I could probably, good chance, win a lawsuit, but I mean, it's taxpayer money. Somebody else needs to do it because I literally can't even keep my operation going to the next level if I get distracted. But I do think it's important for people to stop bowing to government. We've bowed to government so long The government thinks the proper citizen position is on our knees or bent over a barrel.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
I mean, literally, I expect the new salute to the police is bend over, grab your ankles. I'm not joking. I mean, they're doing proctology exams all over the U.S. now, viciously, without even probable cause, because it's all an act of domination over us, their food.
Well, because most people do sit there and take it because everyone's been taught that you can't fight the government, that they are too big, too powerful, and that you might as well just, you know, you're a lot safer to just go along with it and just, you know, keep quiet and let them do their thing.
Very well said, brother. Anything else?
I'll let you get the next caller, man. Amen.
This just popped up on drudgereport.com. We're going to put it up on Infowars.com. This is a top story. You know they've used the gun database in New York, Illinois, to then come confiscate guns. California now has a gun database, and they're going to use it to confiscate guns. In fact, they're already taking legal guns. And this is in the Sacramento Bee. It goes on to break down that they've begun the national database through the states. And California Department of Justice will retain information on long gun purchases. Data it had formerly been compelled to destroy within 5 days. Dealers will need to register purchases with the state. And they will use that to confiscate your guns. You cannot buy guns in California. I'm telling you, folks, you're in deep trouble.
You better watch out. You sure better cry. Your lease gonna pout, and I'm telling you why. Privacy is leaving your town.
Is your cell phone being used to build a profile on you? Give the gift of privacy and block unwanted cell phone spying with the Privacy Case from PrivacyCase.com.
They're making their list. They're checking them twice. They're gonna make up who's been naughty all night.
The problem is real, and so is the solution. Go to PrivacyCase.com because
they see you when you're sleeping. They listen when you're awake. They can tell us all you've been bad when you've been good. So get yourself a Privacy Case.
Now through December 31st, buy yourself an American-made privacy case and give one for only $79.95 each. Go to PrivacyCase.com today. The Privacy Case, because there is a case for privacy.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
That's the sound of a .44 Magnum and Traumamax. A high-tech hybrid Kevlar bulletproof vest from InfidelBodyArmor.com will stop it and most pistol rounds. Traumamax is a major breakthrough in pistol-rated body armor, and prices start at just $170 per insert. More protection, more stopping power, more mobility, and it weighs less than 5 pounds. Get details at InfidelBodyArmor.com. That's I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com.
The challenge, creating delicious GMO-free foods with a 25-year shelf life. The solution, Numana Foods, a pioneer in healthy, storable foods. Our meals are GMO and gluten-free, contain no MSG aspartame or high-fructose corn syrup, and we never use chemicals or preservatives. Just good, healthy food at great prices. Call us today at 888-597-0775 or visit GMOfreefoodstorage.com. That's GMOfreefoodstorage.com.
Final segment. I'm going to jam in a few final phone calls here. Maybe do some overdrive, take the rest of the calls from Terry and Mike and Tony and Michael and a few others. Here's some good news on the gun-grabbing front. Sheriffs refuse to enforce laws on gun control all over Colorado and other areas of the country. They're just pointing out they're not going to persecute people. They're not going to take people to jail that have a 30-round mag just because it might have been purchased after the ban. And that they're not, I mean, they've already nullified not arresting illegal aliens nationwide. And that's against the law to not do that. If something's not constitutional, don't follow it. Inside the Saudi 9/11 cover-up, this is from New York Post, and it's basically everything we put in my 9/11 films. The fact that the 15 hijackers were working for the U.S. government, they were protected. That we don't know what really happened. We just know it's a cover-up. Just like Tamerlan Tsarnaev was working for the CIA. That's confirmed. There was a drill. There was a stand-down. There was a cover-up. They tried to kill both brothers. The other brother said he's not guilty. I'm telling you, folks, it's a setup. So Murdoch's New York Post today backs something we put out. Here we go. Google's racing robots give Amazon's drones a run for their money. Yeah, you can forget drones delivering packages. That's a PR stunt. 18-wheelers and cars delivering packages and freight by robot. They're already getting all the laws passed to do that. Then they're going to say the robots are safer than you. It's already begun. And then ban you from driving. First, they're going to charge you more. Russia has stationed Iskander missiles in Western region with nukes, threatening to basically nuke Europe. I mean, this is getting serious. Meanwhile, the police are all being trained to take on the American people during a collapse scenario. I know the average police are not bad. I want to say that because I've learned that. But you better be doing something to speak out against this and say no. And that's starting to happen. There's a lot of good news happening, but the battle is on, and the globalists push. We push back. They stop. Then they push back when we quit. We've got to want to win it, just like a football game. Stay in it for four quarters, 100%. We will beat them. We have the moral high ground, but it's going to take serious focus. Finally, in this hour, we have personally branded the highest quality dash cam systems with a free 4 gig megabyte system, high def, that can videotape wildlife, the police when they're out of control, road ragers, double rainbows, whatever the case is. I use it in my car. I'm going to shoot a video showing it later in the next few weeks. We have these discounted, $30 less than the leading competitor of the exact same system. This is $150 to $130. We have it for $99.95 with the free memory stick. High def at InfoWarsStore.com. At InfoWarsLife.com, which also takes you to InfoWarsStore.com, we have 25% off for the next 48 hours on Fluoride Shield. It has the nascent iodine in it, but five other key ingredients that turbocharge the other Survival Shield nascent iodine. When you get a bottle of nascent iodine for the regular price of $30, you get the 2-ounce bottle, double the size of Fluoride Shield, $10 off. So you get both bottles for $59.95. This is blows away the leading competitors. This stuff is very expensive to produce. Compared to other, I mean, I just got to tell you, I'm really getting into this, learning what's going on. This is the highest quality, and it supports the broadcast. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com. And this is a great gift to give for Christmas. You can order it now. You'll get it way before Christmas. You'll guarantee get it the day before Christmas if you order by the 19th. But it's imperative here on the 16th, on this Monday. If you want to get some Wake Up America Patriot Blend, my personal favorite coffee from Southern Mexico, that's available at InfoWarsLife.com. If you want to get the silver or nickel bronze belt buckles and other Made in America apparel, a Made in America flag, that's blasphemy, not made in China by slaves. You can fly this baby, high-quality fabric, stitched. That's available for $24.95. I mean, you can't get a Chinese slave flag from near that. So the whole point is it's all available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase makes it all possible. And you can give a PrisonPlanet.tv membership this year at Christmas as well. And there I said it, Christmas, 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 and Santa Claus is white, and I know that's racist. The red hat is really a Klan hat, folks. I need to be arrested.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.